This charming, colorful painting of a cornfield demonstrates an experienced eye, classic composition, and a clear command of color. The painting style was influenced by Impressionism. Note the paint texture, thickly applied with short, layered brush strokes. What's distinctive is the artist's understanding of light and color. Bright yellow leaves on the left side of the corn shock contrast markedly with the darker yellows, cool blues, and purples on the back side, suggesting shadows and the illusion of three-dimensional form. As the shocks become smaller, receding into the distance, colors are less saturated by the addition of white. The sense of distance is intensified by misty blue hills. The darkest values in the foreground could be chroma blacks, typical of her painting style. Conical-shaped corn shocks were a familiar sight before mechanization revolutionized the harvesting process. Corn is ready for harvesting when the stalks still contain moisture, but the leaves are yellowed and dead. The stalks were cut down manually, one by one, then formed into freestanding, tapering forms through a weaving and tying process. The corn shocks were left in the field until the ears of corn were completely dry, ready for shucking by hand. Marion Canfield Smith was an artist educator who devoted her life primarily to her students and teaching. Her early years lacked stability. The premature death of her mother and a dysfunctional relationship with her father prompted her uncle, James Canfield, to provide her with a home. Through her 20s, Marion traveled and taught outside the United States, including as a drawing instructor at the University of Santiago in Chile. A woman in the late 19th century living this kind of independent life was exceptional. She remained unmarried after the death of her fiancé, but thrived in a life of educational service, whilst dedicating time to furthering her own studies at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago and the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts. Marion's retirement years were spent with her beloved cats and dogs until she moved unhappily into a care home. The location of most of her paintings is unknown, although it's believed she had to trade most of them to pay for her care. What works of hers that remain express quality and clarity, created with excellent skill and a steadfast, adventurous spirit. Connection to Nebraska. Marion Canfield Smith was born in Lincoln, Nebraska, in 1873. In 1893, she became an assistant in the art department of the School of Fine Arts at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. From 1905 until her retirement in 1943, she taught at what is now the University of Nebraska at Kearney, eventually becoming head of the art department.